This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been enjoying Ephesus, one of the great sites of the ancient world on the west coast of Turkey, with two guides that come to us to our studio all the way from Turkey, from Istanbul, Yaren Turkoglu and Lali Sermon Aran. And Jill's calling in from Hemet in California. Jill, thanks for your call.
Thanks so much for asking my question of the experts.
Yeah. What would you like to ask Lali or Yaren?
I'm a pretty nervous traveler, and I got up the courage to book some time in Istanbul this year, but then the Russian lady blew herself up in the middle of the tourist area, so I canceled my trip to Istanbul. But I'm thinking that Ephesus and Izmir are going to be a lot safer, and I wanted to know if Mrs. Aran thinks that tourist attacks are going to be more likely in the near future at different tourist places in Turkey, like Izmir and Ephesus.
So if terrorists are going to start attacking tourists, Lali, what do you think about that?
Jill, first of all, thank you for your call, and I like your question. I'm glad you brought it up, because many people ask that to me. Istanbul is a city of 15 million people. It is huge. It is bigger than most European cities. As a matter of fact, it's bigger than 222 countries in the world. And so leaving your decision to travel to Istanbul to one isolated event is unfair for yourself and unfair for the city. Can there be more terrorist attacks in the future? I hope not, but there may be. But I've been living in Istanbul for many years. There has been events all through this time. Was I hurt? Never. Was any of the travelers I know hurt? Never. Are they going to be hurt in the future? I hope not, but it's such a slim chance that I hope that you change your plans and include Istanbul once again in the plans.
You know, Jill, I would remind you that a lot of us end up watching a lot of commercial TV news, which, you know, really has to be entertaining for 24/7 these days. And a lot of people look at the horrors that are going on in Syria and Iraq with ISIS, and they think it's dangerous to go to Turkey. You know, Turkey's the size of California. And if you're planning a trip to San Francisco and something terrible happened in Tijuana, I don't think you would think it would be rational to cancel your trip to San Francisco. I think well over 1,000 people are killed on the streets of our country every month, and people don't cancel a trip to Chicago because there was a murder on the streets there. So, you know, these things happen and they're tragic, and I certainly don't want to make light of them. But philosophically, if we want to let travel be a force for peace, the most beautiful thing is for Americans to continue traveling and to humanize complicated parts of the world, and especially to go to what is considered the most progressive and modern and pluralistic and peaceable, I think, country in the Islamic world. The envy of a lot of other countries, and that would be Turkey. We've been taking groups to Turkey since before the first Gulf War, thousands and thousands of people. And in fact, Lali and Yaren are in town today to celebrate reunions with all these people that they traveled through Turkey and Istanbul with. And my experience, I've been on 10 or 12 of our tours to Turkey. When people get to Turkey, they're almost smug that they had the nerve to not be cowed by news that helps make us fearful, or loved ones that don't really get it. And we go over there and we realize, hey, Turkey's full of 70 million people. Bad things happen in our country. Bad things happen in their country. Some bad things make headlines. Some bad things don't. But I think it's a beautiful thing if you're dreaming of travel to try to. You never want to take a risk or be reckless, but don't let scary news mess up your ability to assess risk properly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I hope that helps a little bit.
So in your opinion, not more likely to have more terrorist attacks now?
There's no indication. Terrorists could target tourists, but they just don't. I mean, ages ago they did it in Egypt, and it effectively messed up their tourism for a while. You know, there's going to be terrorism, and there's going to be all sorts of problems in the world, but Americans need to get a grip. We really need to get a grip. We're riddled with fear, and it's clear to me fear is for people who don't get out very much. I spend 4 or 5 months a year overseas, and in the last year I've been in Egypt, I've been in Palestine, I've been in Turkey and Russia, and I would never put myself at risk just for my travel writing. But I know that the fearful people are those who watch more TV than they do travel.
Okay.
Okay, good luck, Jill.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Bye.